Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text today is taken from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 20th chapter. The first shall be last, and the last shall be first. Well, that's the ending of our Gospel reading for today. But did you know that the verse right prior to it, the end of chapter 19, the same thing is said? Now, whenever in Scripture you have that book ending a particular piece of Scripture passage, well, it's there to highlight something, that which is in between. So we need to pay attention to that, because something important is being shared with us this morning. And so that section in between, our Gospel reading, what do we have? We have a parable. Now, a parable is a story that Jesus shares that, well, it explains a little bit about what's going on in God's kingdom in a way in which we might be able to understand. Because it's up there in heaven, it's like we don't know how things operate up there. And so a way is shared with us so that we might get a clue as to how things work, how the Lord works. And so our biggest clue is then when those kinds of things come along, the kingdom of heaven is like. And this morning, the kingdom of heaven is like a vineyard and workers going out to work in that vineyard. So it starts off with the master of the house going at the beginning of the day, go hire some people to go out there and work in his vineyard. So when he goes out there, he goes into the marketplace and sees some guys standing around, and so he negotiates with them about what he's going to pay them for the day. And so what it was a denarius. Okay, that was an average day's labor's work. It's kind of like getting paid, say, $80, $10 an hour. So these guys are like, okay, sounds good to me. We'll work. And the master's like, fine, I'll pay you that. So he goes out there into the vineyard. Now, got a few hours later. Third hour of the day, okay? It's 9 o'clock in the morning. So then he goes out there in the marketplace, sees some more guys working there. And he tells them, he's like, hey, why don't you guys go work out my vineyard? I'll pay you whatever's fair. So he does that again about the sixth hour. We're talking about noon. And he does that at the ninth hour, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And then finally he goes out there about the 11th hour. That's an hour before quitting time. He goes out there into the marketplace, sees these guys standing around. It's like, hey, why you guys been standing around here idle all day? And they're like, well, nobody hired us. He's like, you two go work out there in my vineyard. So they go off and work. Now, finally, it's quitting time. So he gets his foreman out there and says, go get those guys and, I want you to pay them. And you start off with paying the last guys who came to work first. So, they go in there, and guess what? He pays them $80. He pays them the full day's wages, and they only worked an hour. Now, you got to think that those guys who just got paid a full day's wage for working an hour, they had a smile on their face. You know that they were thinking that this is fantastic. This is sweet, getting paid like this. And so the next group gets paid and so on and so forth until finally the guys who worked first. Now they're thinking, well, if those guys got paid last $80 for working the whole day, certainly we're going to get paid more. And so they're sitting there thinking, it's like, well, no, I can go take my spouse out to dinner tonight. We're going to eat a little bit better today, eat high on the hog. Well, maybe not high on the hog, they're Jews, so we don't do that. But anyway, they're going to eat great, right? Okay, so it's a fantastic thing that they're thinking. It's like, this is going to be fantastic. So, what do they receive? Well, the same pay as everybody else. They get the $80 and nothing more. And so now, they're all hot and bothered. They are upset. They grumbled at the master of the house. These last worked only an hour, and you've made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the day in the scorching heat. And the master replied, friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give this to the last worker as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or do you begrudge my generosity? Now, I'm sure as you look at this, it would seem reasonable, would it not, that if the last worker got paid $80, that certainly those who start at the beginning of the day who worked longer would get more? I mean, it seems fair, does it not? Seems reasonable expectation that that's the way things would work. But you see, this parable is not about fairness. It's about grace. You see, back in the day, people who were paid like this were paid at the end of the day, okay? That way it gave them time to go back into town, buy food for their families. And that's why you might see in other parts of Scripture there about how it's talking about how the masters there, those who owe pay to the workers, that they should pay them that very day and not wait till the next morning. Because if they were to wait till the next morning, then they wouldn't have any money to buy food and feed their families. So they got paid, they got to eat. And so the grace comes in then with the owner being generous with those who just worked an hour. Those guys got to go out. They were able to go out and buy food for their families. They benefited from the generosity of the master. See, those who started work in the morning agreed to do what they would for that day's wage, a denarius, say the $80. They were not cheated. They were paid their wage. See, this is all about grace. And what is grace? Grace is God's undeserved love toward you. He gives it because that is his nature. He wants to love. He wants to share that love. And those who have faith in Jesus receive that love. They have their sins forgiven, and they have the hope of everlasting life. But still, we're human beings, right? And as we do so, we start thinking about those other people out there, right? People who learned about Jesus and come to faith. And we know that they weren't a nice person, and they're like, really? They're here now? Or perhaps they're different from us for some reason, and we feel that they don't receive the rewards of faith. It's kind of like a discussion that I had one time with one of my in-laws. Somehow we got on the subject of death row, and somebody, I believe it was a woman at the time, who was on death row, her sentence was going to be carried out in a few days, and she came out and said that she had come to faith. Now, my in-law was thinking, it's like, you know, that's just a line just so they can hope they get their sentence commuted, that they don't get it carried out. It's like, it's all a fake, it's all a sham. I'm like, you don't know that. And he's like, no, they're going to go to hell because of their crime. They were convicted of it. You know, it's no big deal. I'm like, but it is a big deal. I said, if they come to faith, they are forgiven. Now, God knows that if they're doing that as a scam or something to try and get out of their sentence, but if it truly is real, then they're going to go to heaven. Now, as I shared that, that was not an answer that my in-law wanted to hear. But it's true. It's true. You see, that's an example of God's undeserved grace on a person like that. But the reality is that you and I have already received that undeserved grace ourselves. None of us deserves that forgiveness. We haven't done anything to earn it, but yet at the same time, we have it. Why? Because of our faith in Jesus Christ. But the trouble is that we don't always appreciate what we have. We start thinking about other people again. We start thinking about that other person who got to do whatever they wanted to in all their life, live their life as they wanted, then at the last minute of their life, they come to faith and they're here at church and yeah, they're going to get into heaven and we're disappointed. We don't like it because we're thinking, well, that could have been me. You know, I could have been living my life the way I want and do whatever I want and then, you know, at the last minute, I could come to faith and get in. Well, trouble is, one never knows when you will be called home to the Lord. See, it's better to know Jesus now and have that grace in hand rather than thinking that risking it all by having fun, what you think is fun, but really all it is just piling up more sins. No, it's better to know that you are forgiven now, better to know that you have eternal life now. Better to know and live under God's grace now, for you have peace with God now, where many do not. See, the parable today reminds us that no matter when we come to faith, we receive that gift, like the ones who were last, who worked just an hour. Or the ones who perhaps may have worked and borne the burden of the day, working all day long, we have that gift of faith. We have the comfort now with us every day, not having to worry about the risk of Would I come to faith later or not? We have God's grace now, and we enjoy that now. You see, we can be thankful because that's how God's kingdom operates. That those who come to faith and believe in Jesus Christ have the forgiveness of sins, no matter when, no matter how old or young you are. It's yours, and that's a gift. So we can be thankful for that. We can share that with others, no matter how old they are, no matter when it is in their life. So the last will be first, and the first will be last, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.